If you've been worried lately that it seems like more and more Americans are being truly awful to one another, Steve, you talk about this a lot. Well, you're not alone. A new survey finds that 93% of Americans believe we have a civility problem in society and classifying it as a major problem. So what's causing all this incivility? Well, it seems a lot of Americans blame social media. In fact, 63% of Americans say social media is a major contributor to incivility in America, with most saying social media's impact is more negative than positive. So here's a question. Do you think social media is to blame for the incivility in this country? Why? And part two, we can answer this. Have you been the target of negative social media comments? Steve.
What the hell are you asking me for?
Went straight to you.
Just wanted to get your take. It's your show.
So. I'm the whole reason we got the article.
Yeah.
You're the survey. Yeah.
Survey says.
I mean, you know, what has happened, though, and it's just my honest assessment of it. You have the right to feel how you want to. Social media could really be a good thing. But what has happened is it has given a platform to so many small-minded people. In order to appear big, these very small people, they have to make the loudest, obnoxious comments that they can. It's the only way they can stand out because they're nothing.
Yeah.
They're nobodies in their life. In their world, they are nobodies. So they create these incredible personas in their own head online, and they come and they attack like they are an authoritative figure about you and your life all of a sudden. And it's just misguided energy, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that's a big part of it. And hate is so much louder than love, but love is stronger.
That's true.
And that's the sadness of it. What do you guys think?
Oh, I think you're right.
I agree.
Totally.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that. Huh?
Yeah. I mean,
I think the problem they have is because when they're watching that video, they not in the room.
What video?
You mean on social media? When you're watching on social media, you're not in the room.
You think Junior is jealousy, hate?
Oh, yeah.
A little bit
what it is.
It's an abused platform is what it is.
Yeah. Unc, you sitting in your car, Rolls Royce Emily right there, they not in the car.
It's not their car.
So here come the hate.
Wow. But what about the comments when folks are doing good stuff? Like Steven, the mentoring camp, giving back. All of us on this show give back. All of us have our platforms and, you know, the work that we do.
They don't magnify that, though. They magnify anything else.
Nah.
See, it's
not going to shed no light on that.
Exactly. It's like the news. The more sensationalized,
right. That's what sells,
the better.
That's what makes
they will put
watch.
A spotlight on somebody who's robbed a bank and is getting chased down the highway. They'll put a helicopter over top of them.
Because that's what
follow
makes people watch.
Follow this idiot-ass person for an hour and a half driving off the freeway and running through backyards and stuff.
You know what?
Now, you save 10 people's lives. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. I know.
Well, that's the
good
slogan they have
boring,
in the news.
Right?
If it bleeds, it leads. That's what they say. No, that's really
what they
say in the news. If it bleeds, it leads. It's the first story they're going to do. If it's negative, they're going to do it. Right.
Well, that's why 63% of Americans say social media, their impact is more negative than positive. I mean, you know,
I mean,
good
it's
stuff
sad
doesn't
to say.
Sell. You know, it just
no,
doesn't.
Man, it's sad.
Good news.
Yeah.
And like Jay say, if it bleeds, it leads. So what drives social media sites or these blogs is negativity.
Yeah.
Because now you got people commenting and they make money on clicks. And they'll do anything to get the click, truth or not. They just want the click because they're trying to make money. It's sad, man. It really, really is. It really is.
Yep.
Pray for him.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we can keep this conversation going on social media.
Of course.
Go to Steve Harvey FM. Now, up next, it is a nephew in the building with today's prank phone call right after this.